The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're back with another new, fresh episode of our program that goes by the title of The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, from past few episodes, we've been talking about certain sayings of Farooq-e-Azam, radiyallahu anhu, and what great individual, what great personality he, radiyallahu anhu, had, that even through his statements, he is rectifying, he's reforming the ummah, not only those who were present in his era, but even those who are coming centuries after. And those very statements of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu will serve as a beacon of guidance even centuries later from today as well for the upcoming generations. Today again, inshallah, Zawajal, we'll cover more sayings of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, and we again today have a collection of beautiful statements today that inshallah Zawajal we will be talking about, we will be bringing for you, and we'll be talking about them, and we will try to deduce what lessons we can from those very beautiful sayings of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. But before that, let's listen to a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam on the excellence of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this hadith, dear viewers, in particular emphasizes the importance and excellence of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Friday. You see, the day of Friday is very, very important for us. The day of Friday is the leader of all the days. The day of Friday is such a day when the actions are multiplied manifold. The day of Friday holds a lot of significance in Islam. And this hadith also tells us that how significant the day of Friday is. So let's listen to the hadith first, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that whoever recites salat upon me 100 times on Friday, when he will come on the day of judgment, he will be accompanied by such a nur, such light, that if it is distributed amongst all the creatures, all the creation, it will suffice all of them. Subhanallah. This would be the state of an individual who is used to reciting salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at least 100 times on the day of Friday. We also need to understand that what is meant by the day of Friday starts after the sunset of Thursday, and it lasts until the sunset of Friday. So the time period, the 24 hours from the sunset of Thursday to the sunset of Friday, is considered as Friday. So we should also develop this habit, dear viewers, that we should not waste the day of Friday. We should send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. We should recite the Quran as much as we can. We should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can, as deeds are multiplied. The reward that we receive over deeds are multiplied manifold on the day of Friday. May Allah enable us to worship him in abundance on the day of Friday. May Allah enable us to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance on the day and night of Friday. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers, the sayings of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu that we will talk about today, again, they're incredible from many perspectives. And Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, he states, which Imam Bukhari rahimahullah stated in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 20. So Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu says that we found our best form of life with patience. Allahu Akbar. Patience, sabr. How important it is, dear viewers, Now, in this narration, in this saying, Farooq Azam radiallahu anh has elaborated that what best form of life is. It is with patience. If you don't have patience, then you'd be creating an issue over smallest of the matters, over every single thing. Every single thing will be, you know, creating an issue over. Patience is very, very important. Even in the Quran, we've been commanded to observe patience. Allah is with those who observe patience, who are patient. Allah is with those. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he summarized the entire discussion in a one-liner statement where he says that we found our best form of life with patience, the life that is spent with patience. Now just imagine, dear viewers, if for one moment, let's take patience out of our lives, right? There's a person who's living his life, but there's no patience in his life. Now from the time that he wakes up all the way up to the time he goes to sleep, he spends this entire time without patience. Imagine how his day would be spent. If he has to queue up at the supermarket, he has to queue up on the tube station, on the train station, on the bus stand to get into the bus or to get in the train or get to the tube or any smallest of the things come. He wouldn't have any patience. Imagine every place he would be creating a scene. And at times there could also be far more serious consequences that one can face due to lack of patience. So best form of life, dear viewers, is the one that is spent with patience, where we ignore certain things, where we ignore smallest of the matters and we just move on with our life. We observe patience over many things and you will find yourself to be at peace. Patience is very important, which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us towards in this very statement. The best form of life is that which is spent with patience. Now, dear viewers, a few more statements of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, where Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu emphasized on the importance of Quran and memorization of Quran. And he also emphasized on the importance of attaining knowledge. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that become hafiz of Quran, who memorizes the Quran. So become hafiz of the Quran and become fountain of knowledge. Subhanallah. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us to learn the Quran, memorize the Quran and become the fountainhead of knowledge, fountain of knowledge, source of knowledge. So not only acquire knowledge, but also be such an individual who also imparts it, who also teaches to others, become a source of knowledge, become a fountain of knowledge. So have great expertise in the field of knowledge. Furthermore, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that count yourselves amongst the dead, amongst the deceased. And then he further says that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for new sustenance every day. This should also be our practice. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for new sustenance every day. And then he says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives you more sustenance, then there's no harm for you in it. Now you've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sustenance. This practice we've adopted. We ask Allah Almighty for new sustenance every day. And now if Allah gives us more sustenance, there's no harm for us in this very matter. So this is how beautifully Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu guided us further regarding memorizing the Quran, then also regarding seeking sustenance, new sustenance every day from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the next statement of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that we would cover, dear viewers, that shows us the love Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had for certain acts of worship, for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what his mindset was, that in case he was not able to perform those actions, then what he would prefer. So Sayyidina Yahya bin Jada rahmatullah alayhi states that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said that if I'm not imprisoned in the path of Allah, or if I'm unable to place my forehead on soil in the pleasure of Allah, or if I adopt the company of such a nation who take good advice the way a person takes date, then rather than all this, I would prefer that I meet Allah Almighty. Meaning that Rather than all these things, if I'm unable to do these things, if I'm unable to be imprisoned in the path of Allah, or if I'm unable to place my forehead on soil in the pleasure of Allah, or if I adopt the company of such a nation who take good advice the way a person takes a date, if I'm unable to do these things, then I would prefer that I meet Allah Almighty. Meaning that he radiallahu anh wouldn't want to live anymore if he's unable to perform these very acts. So what great courage and passion he possessed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please him, where he's saying that if he's unable to carry out these tasks, then he would prefer that he meets Allah Almighty, meaning he doesn't live anymore if he's unable to carry out these tasks. Now, in the light of this very statement, dear viewers, if we ponder upon our own state, now, first of all, how much do we worship Allah Almighty? How much effort do we exert? How much effort do we put in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much efforts do we put into strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all know what our state is. And we are happy with the life, with the lifestyle that we are living. A life that is full of sins. A life that is far away from Sharia. A life that is far away from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life that is far away from following the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A life that is full of only passion to acquire this dunya. A life that is full with the passion of only acquire the wealth of this dunya, regardless of whether it is through halal means or haram means. You know, a passion just to strive for this world only, neglecting the hereafter. This is our state. And we're happy over it, you know. We're content over it. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't live for this world, not at all. We should live for this world, where our actual aim and goal should be the hereafter. It should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be that through which means can I please Allah Almighty? If I'm not doing this, then what is the purpose of my life? Allah Almighty mentions about the purpose of our lives in the Holy Quran, where it is stated that the purpose of the creation of humans and jinns is nothing but to worship Allah. This was the actual purpose of our lives for which we've come in this dunya. Now, earning sustenance is our need, not the objective. Remember, there's a difference between need and objective. We've turned our need into objective. This shouldn't be the case. We should use our need in order to meet our objective. Remember this. There's a very, you know, very big difference between both the things. Don't turn your need into your objective. Earning halal sustenance is our need in order to survive in this dunya. But don't make this your goal. Don't make this your objective. Our objective is to depart this world in the state of iman and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our goal. This is our objective. This is our purpose of life. Earning money, earning wealth, this is a need, not the purpose. Remember. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he spent his life based on this very principle. And he taught us this, that we should focus on our goal, on our purpose, on our objective, not only the needs. Needs are only to meet our objective. If our needs are taking us away from our objective, then we need to revisit the entire situation. We need to revisit the situation of our needs. Very, very important for us. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that if he's unable to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's unable to please Allah Almighty, strive in his path, then he would rather prefer to meet Allah Almighty, meaning he rather would prefer not to live. Now, dear viewers, next is a set of a few sayings of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu anhu narrated, that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he narrated, he mentioned these very sayings for the knowledge and wisdom of people. So people can also acquire knowledge and wisdom. So let's go through them one by one and see what great pearls of wisdom there are in these very statements for us, which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu left for us centuries and centuries ago. So the first one is that he who violated your rights, he who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your matter, meaning he violated your rights, then rather than punishing him, it is better for you to obey Allah Almighty in his matter. Meaning, you forgive him. very comprehensive and great saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and something that we strongly need in our society today to bring peace in our society. So what does Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says? That the one who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to you, meaning he violates your rights, then rather than punishing him, it is better for you to obey Allah Almighty in relation to him, meaning you forgive him. Subhanallah. If we live our lives according to this very principle, dear viewers, subhanallah, a great peace would prevail through our societies. So let's make an intention that inshallah, whosoever has violated our rights, if possible for us, let's forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the hope of receiving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he says that when it comes to your brother, any fellow Muslim, in his matters and his affairs, as much as possible, to the maximum extent, adopt a good opinion, a positive opinion. However, if he performs any such action because of which there's no scope of a positive opinion anymore, in that case, then the matter is obviously different. But Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that as much as possible, to the maximum extent, for the matters, for the affairs of our fellow Muslims, we should have good opinion, husne zan. Then the Abiyas Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that if you see something evil in any Muslim and you are able to impute that very action of your fellow Muslim upon goodness, upon a good opinion, then you should do so. Meaning, you see any fellow Muslim doing something wrong, right? Now, there's a scope of having many dose of good opinions that we can have regarding that very action of his, then it is necessary for us to do so. There are many, many examples over this. For example, very common example, I ring someone. I ring a friend of mine and he doesn't pick up his phone. And normal practice in our society, what is it? You see, he never picks up my phone. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. I know he avoids me. I know he ignores me, so on and so forth. But then, you know, over here, I can have the positive opinion that he may be offering salah. He may be reciting the Quran. He may be engaged in some other activity. You see? So this is very, very important for us. And then if in our mindset, in our frame of mind, for example, we think that someone is performing a sin, this is in our frame of mind. Now, there can be many justifications for that very action. You know, you see someone coming from a place which is not known to be a very good place, which is not known to be a modest place, in other words, let's say, and you see a person coming through that area, all of a sudden, we would start thinking ill of that person. Now, this very statement of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which says that if you see your brother committing an evil and you are able to impute that very action of his upon good opinion, then do so. Now, in the light of this very saying, let's look at this example that we see a fellow Muslim coming through an area which is not known to be modest, which is known to be an immodest area, for example. Now, all of a sudden, we'll start thinking ill of him, that he went there for this purpose. Now, it is also possible, dear viewers, that he went somewhere else to see some relatives of his, or he went to another masjid in order to deliver a dars or whatever. And on the way back, all other ways were blocked, or there was, you know, diversion, so on and so forth. This was the only option for him, the only way that was open for him to come through in order to get to his house. This is also a possibility. This is one example that I've brought before you, that we have to think positive upon any action as well, that we, in our mindset, in our mind, are thinking that that very person is committing a sin. Or rather than thinking ill of him, if we can adopt a positive opinion for that very action of him, it is necessary for us to do so. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us towards this. And one example I've just presented before you. Based on this, we can have many other examples in our daily lives, in our practical lives we can think about. But this very principle we need to abide by. Now, another saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and this is from the other side of the table now. First, we were talking about from our side, and the person is coming from this kind of area. Now, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that if a person presents himself at a place of slander, then someone slanders him, then the slanderer, the one who slandered, will not be told off. Meaning, someone who was at a place of immodesty or who performed something evil and there's no scope, no element of having a positive opinion for him, all the doors of positive opinion are now shut. In this case, if a person talks ill of him, in this case, if a person slanders him, now the slanderer, the one who spoke ill of him, the one who slandered him, he will not be told off. So we need to be very careful, dear viewers, that we do not present ourselves at such places where people start talking ill of us. Avoid such places. We should be avoiding such places so that we don't become a topic of discussion for others where they start slandering us. Next one, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentions a beautiful, beautiful Madani pearl. He says that the one who conceals his own secrets, then well-being, goodness would remain with him. Subhanallah. Now this is another epidemic that we face in our society, that we can't keep our own secrets. We keep telling of our secrets, of our affairs to other people, especially since social media has been on rife, where people, they share everything of theirs, you know. So this has become very, very common in today's day and age, where people don't keep up their secrets, even their own secrets, let alone the secrets of others. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu saying that he who keeps his own secrets concealed, then well-being, goodness would remain with him. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he says that make efforts, endeavor to stay with truthful people, with truthful brothers, because in good circumstances, when everything is good for you, in such circumstances, they will be a means of pride for you. And when you are facing strange circumstances, difficult circumstances, then they will be your supporters. They will be your aid. Subhanallah. So we have to be very, very careful that which friends, which company do we choose as truthful people, those who are noble people. They will be a means of pride for us when everything is going good for us. And when things are not good for us, they will be our aid, they would be our supporters. Furthermore, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says in another statement that never leave truthfulness, even if it is at the expense of your life. Allahu Akbar. Again, how important it is to stay with truthfulness, adopt truthfulness. This very saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is an eye-opener for us, that even if you lose your life, never leave truth. Never leave the truth. Stay with truthfulness. Stay with the truth. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, beautifully he mentions that do not indulge in useless activities. Again, day in, day out. We're not talking about sinful activities as of yet. Useless activities. Allahu Akbar. Every now and then, we see people, they're engaged in those activities that bring no benefit for them in this world or in the hereafter. Useless they are, completely useless they are. They could have done something productive within the same time, but they spend their time in useless activities. They waste their time, time which is a precious asset for a believer, you know. We waste our time in useless activities. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he says that do not waste your time in useless activities. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu further says that the thing that does not even exist, do not question about it. Because the thing that doesn't even exist, thinking about it is useless. Now this again is very common, dear viewers, that we face in our society, that people keep asking questions about silly things. Things that do not even exist. And they sort of dig out an argument out of nothing, a discussion out of nothing, something that doesn't even exist. We'll be wasting our time if we talk about it, if we engage in discussions about it, if we start questioning about it. So we shouldn't be engaging in such kind of topics, in such kind of discussions. So dear viewers, these were a few statements Mr. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu mentioned about Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which were for the knowledge and wisdom of other people. There are a few more statements in the same set of statements, but the time doesn't allow me to carry on further in today's episode. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue our discussion from exactly where we are leaving it today. And then we will, inshallah, talk about more sayings of this very set of sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu as well, and some more sayings that he mentioned at different occasions for the rectification, for the guidance of Ummah. So make sure that you tune back into Madani channel in our next episode. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He Almighty forgive us all without accountability for the sake of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.